Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
His grace, his mercy Most High God. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. I'm one of the pastors at Word for Jesus House of Prayer, founder of Jehovah Jireh International Institution. I'm here today to teach and to preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of the Lord. If we would use for a topic today, we would use trust in the Lord and don't be afraid. Did you hear what I said? To trust in the Lord and don't be afraid. Let's go before the Lord in prayer at this time. Our Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, praise you, and magnify your name. Thank you for all that you have done, oh God, that you're going to do. We ask that God to cause the hearers of this broadcast, let them, Father God, receive everything that you have for them today. Let them know that you are God and you are God all by them yourself. Let them know, God, that you can never leave them nor forsake them. Let them know, God, that they can trust you, they can rely upon you, and that they can depend on you. And this we will bless and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, listen, let's get to the word of God today. If you have a neighbor that you would like to call or a friend, why don't you call them and tell them to call in to our broadcast. Tell them to call 805-243-1363. That number again to call, 523-1363. We're going to be coming from the Word of God, not from your favorite magazine, not from your favorite book, not because that book that you read on last night, but we're going to be coming from the Word of God. It is the only word that's going to be able to cleanse and to wash us and to make us whole. We're going to be coming from 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. And it reads, "And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smothered Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captive that had been therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive, Abinadab and Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal and the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his son and his daughters, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." At this time, why don't you just pause a minute and just think about what David had encountered, what his men encountered, what they were going through. Can you imagine having returned home from a journey and come to find out that David and his men, when they came in on that third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and they had smothered and burned the Ziklag with fire. Not only did they burn Ziklag with fire, they had taken women, and they took them captive, and they didn't snoop, they didn't kill any of them, of the great or small, but they carried them away. That was enough to cause anyone to stress out. It's enough to cause people to cry and to moan for their families. Could you imagine turning from a place that you thought that you were going to meet and see your wife and see your children, and they're running to you and maybe calling you dad, and yet they were not there. They could smell the fire. They could smell that the flames were, but there were no wives, there were no children, there were no family members, because why? They had been carried away. Why? They had been taken captive. So David and his men, when they came to the city, they seen that it had been burned, and their wives and their sons and their daughters had been taken captive. And David and the people, they lifted up their voices. Do you hear? Do you understand what I'm saying to you on tonight? That they lifted up their voices and they began to weep. In other words, they began to cry. Why? Because something precious had been taken away from them. They cried until they had no more power to weep. Sometimes it's very seldom that you see a man cry, because a lot of times a man tried to hide that part of him. He doesn't want many times to see his children to see him crying, or he doesn't want his wife or friends to see him cry. He want to be that strong man that has it all together. Even if he didn't have it all together, he want the family to know that, hey, I have it all together. But they could not help. They could not help but cry, because they didn't know whether or not their families was going to be, their wives and their children was going to be returned unto them. So David, being the man of God, he was very distressed. He was greatly distressed. Have you ever been distressed before? Have you ever gone through anything that seemed to stress you out? Daily life, daily conditions of life? Have it been anything on your job? Have it been anything in your home? Have it been anything in your neighborhood? Have it been anything in your city that will cause you to stress out and not knowing what to do at that time? He was so stressed, and the men were so stressed that the men that was with him, they were talking about stoning their leader, stoning David, stoning the man of God, because they were so grieved. Have you ever found yourself in a situation that you want to blame somebody else for what has happened to you in life? That is what the men did. They wanted to blame David. They wanted to cause David to be able to bear the burdens that they were bearing at that time. Yes, David had a wife, two wives, matter of fact. You know, we don't do that in the day and at the time that we live, but in that cultural, and at that time, they did have more than one wife. But in 2018, don't even try it. But yet, David knew God. David had a relationship with God. I have to ask you right now, do you have a relationship with God? I have to ask you right now, can you trust God? Because God wants us to trust him. He wants us to trust and to believe in him. If I would use as a topic on today, I would use trust in the Lord and don't be afraid. Those men were afraid. David was afraid. It's different if you're seeing that person before you, when you have your eyes on that person, when you can look at that wife or look at that son or look at that daughter and know that they were all right, but they could not see that. In times of difficulty, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to learn how to trust in the Lord and don't be afraid. David says, I have been young, but now I am old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. We have to put our trust, our confidence, our faith in the Almighty God, because he is God, because he is our shepherd. Why? Because he is the King of Kings. Why? Because he is the Lord of Lords. Why? Because he is the Alpha and Omega. Why? Because he is the Savior of the world. Why? Because he paid the price 2,000 years ago for our healing, for our deliverance, for all the stress and all of the anxieties and all of the things that one would encounter in this life. He has already paid the price, and he wants us to trust him and to believe him that he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can ask or think. He wants us to believe that there is nothing too hard for God. God didn't ever tell us that we're not going to go through some trials. No, he didn't tell us that we wasn't going to suffer. He didn't tell us that we're not going to cry sometime. He didn't tell us that we're not going to weep sometime. He didn't tell us that things in life will come against us. He didn't tell us that it would not happen, but he did tell us to trust in the Lord and don't be afraid. Why? Because he is the center. He should be the center of our life, and that he will not leave us, neither will he forsake us. When we look at Proverbs 3, it tells us 3 and 5, it says to trust in the Lord with all, not some now, not some. Come on, let's get that straight and let's get that correct. To trust, the trust in the Lord with all thy heart, in all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. We got to trust him, even when we do not understand what's going on. And sometimes we may say, what's going on? We can't lean to our understanding, our own understanding. When we trust in God, it means for us to have a firm belief and also to rely upon him. It is to know that Jesus Christ, he is God, and that he is a God of truth. See, sometimes we cannot rely on man, but we can rely on God, because man will go back on his word. Man will can be deceptive, but he is not deceptive, but he will be there for us. We have to trust God that he is going to bring us out with a strong hand and stretch out arm. We got to trust him. He got to trust his firm belief and the reality of who he is. We got to know his truth. We got to know his word. His word says, let us know that we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. We got to know his abilities, that he's able to do anything and everything. You know, kids sometimes, they used to brag about their father, that my father can beat your father, and my father is stronger than your father, and my father can do this and that and so on. What happened wherein that we cannot brag on the Almighty God, when we cannot trust in the Almighty God, when we cannot depend and rely on the Almighty God and brag on him for who he is, because he is God. He is not the ordinary man. He is God, and he is God all by himself. We got to know that he will shield and protect us. And this is what David had to do. He had to know that God was with him and that God was going to be and was with those men that was with him that was threatened almost and wanted to stone the man of God. I mean, a man of God that was after God's own heart. They wanted to stone David. They were just that upset that they wanted to take the man of God's life. They couldn't take God's life, but they wanted to take the man of God that was supposed to be their leader. They wanted to take his life. So David, while the other men were crying, and when you're a leader, you can't continue to cry like those that you're leading. Why? Because you are the leader. You're the one that God put in charge. So you can't keep crying. You may shed some tears. You may weep, but you got to be strong enough. Whether or not you're a man or woman, you got to be strong enough to stand on the word of God. You got to show the people who God is and remind them who God is. So David, he had to come to himself. He had to stop the crying. He had to stop the weeping. And he had to go before God. And he had to find out from God, what do you want me to do? Is that our agenda, to ask God what do? Are we going to go out and are we going to fight the battle ourselves? Because we got these other men here that has children, has a wife, and they hurting too. Are we going to go and are we going to not to acknowledge God when God said in all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he said that he will direct our path? We should go no place. We should not take anything into our own hand. David didn't do that. Of course, he could have got up and said, come on, let's get on our horses and let's go and let's get our wives and let's get our children. But he was that type of leader that he consulted the Almighty God. I want to put this before you on today, that in the times that we live in, we're living in perilous times. We live in times that we need to go to God, even before the times come, that we can build up our trust. What are you talking about, Dr. McCoy? I'm talking about going to him in prayer. The Bible says man shall always pray and not to faint. You're not going to faint if you're praying. You're not going to faint if you're reading the word, because the word of God says to study, to show thyself approved unto God. A workman of God need not to be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. He said that we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. He said, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. He went to God. How many times in the past month have you gone to God in a critical situation, in a trying time, have you gone to him and you asked God, God, what do you want me to do? You said, remind him what he said, and you should remember what he said, to acknowledge him. Come before him. Don't do anything. Don't even try to do anything without going before the Almighty God. David decided that he wanted to go, and it was the right thing to do. And that was the thing to do, because he was acknowledging God. Sometimes we look over God and we act as if he wasn't there, and we do our own thing and it doesn't come out the way it should. Why? Because we put him second and not first, when he already said that I'm a jealous God. And he also let us know to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Whatever needed in our life, we got to seek him. We have to go before him. And David, he inquired of the Lord. He wanted to know, shall I pursue after this truth? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them and without fail recover all. What an answer from the Lord. What an answer to go before the enemy knowing that God is with you. Going before the enemy that have taken your monies, have gone before the enemy have taken your wives and your children. And yet, God, to know that God was with them. God told David, after he inquired, after he asked, shall I pursue after this truth? Shall I overtake them? And God answered and said, to pursue. In other words, to go after them. And he telling him that thou shalt surely, not might, not maybe, but thou shalt surely overtake them and without fail recover all. Everything that they have taken from you. Listen, men and women of God, whatever the enemy have taken from you, whatever he has stolen from you, it's time to recover all. It's time to get back all of those things that the enemy have taken from you. Maybe it's your health. It's time to get your health back. Maybe it's your mind. It's time to get your mind right and back. Whatever your money, my God, whatever it is, it's time to get that back. But you have to acknowledge God. You got to know who he is. You got to believe him. The Bible says, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If we can only stand upon the word of God, if we can only believe God, if we can only trust in the Lord and don't be afraid, just allow God to do what he needs to do inside of you, and you can walk with confidence that everything will be all right. At this time, I would like to pray with our radio audience. Our Father God, in Jesus' name, we humbly come before you on today. We ask thee, Father, in Jesus' name, to touch every individual under the sound of my voice. God, touch their families. God, that husband, that wife, that son, that daughter, touch them. Touch, Father God, the neighbors and their friends. Touch those on their job. Father God, some of those same people are sick. God, some of them, Father God, have had a bad report. God, some of them have mental issues. But Father God, in Jesus' name, it's time for them to recover all. It's time for them to bring back and take back what the enemy has stolen. So, Father, I decree in Jesus' name that it all shall be returned. And God, even as David, as he pursued the troops and as he pursued the men, Father God, those evil men that had came in and burned Ziklag and taken their wives captive, they, even as they was able to pursue the enemy and take back their families and all the things that they had stolen from them. And not only that, God allowed them to even to have more than what they had before. Father, I pray even now that God restore everything that the enemy has stolen from your people today. Everything, no matter how small it was, no matter how large it was, I pray even now that you restore it and give it back to them. Now, Lord God, if anyone under the sound of my voice that are not saved, Father, they have not asked you to become Lord in their lives, if they have not asked you, God, to forgive them for their sin and for their transgression, ask me, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, to forgive them, to cast every sin into the sea of forgetfulness and to remember it no more. Make them new creatures in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away, but all things let it become new. And Father, we give you all praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, founder of Breakthrough Broadcast. We want you to trust God and to believe God. Acknowledge God tonight. Ask God whether what church you should be attending on tomorrow. Ask him, where do you go? And even if you have a church, to give you revelation, knowledge, understanding of what you're going to hear tomorrow, and to let you apply it into your life from tomorrow unto and forever. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May you be blessed in your going out as well as your coming in is our prayer.